after I became Muslim, it was a day, the day of Eid, Fitra, I got a phone call. My dad said to me, "I don't want you to come home." And till this day, I don't know how my dad found out. I don't want to bring it up.
Just learning these little things here and there, I knew I was going to become a Muslim. It was inevitable to me that I was going to become a Muslim, but I think it was the waswas in my ear just thinking, hold on, but what if? And it was just, you know, it was the shaitan keeping me back. But alhamdulillah, after everything, I put my scarf on when I went to the centre and I never took it off. I stayed wearing it for 2 weeks straight. I had met people and they said, "Oh, well, mashallah, when did you become a Muslim?" And I said, "I'm not Muslim yet." And they're like, "Oh, mashallah, you're wearing a scarf." I'm like, "I don't want to take it off." I didn't want to take it off. But alhamdulillah, I remember I was with Sister Fatima at her house. She said, "Okay, so why aren't you Muslim yet?" She said, "You haven't taken your scarf off. You've stopped listening to music. You're doing everything." She goes, "Why aren't you Muslim?" I'm like, "Oh, but what if? She's like, "What do you mean, what if? What? What is it?" And I said, "Well, nothing. There's nothing stopping me." She goes, "Okay, say this after me." She said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah and ashhadu an Muhammad Rasulullah, ashhadu an Ali and waliyullah," and I became Muslim. And it was at Julia's house in her lounge room. And as soon as I did that, I was just like, I was born again, do you know what I mean? It was amazing. I can't explain that what I felt in my heart. I felt like a big blanket had just been lifted off me and I could see perfectly.
That night, I didn't go home, and it was a week when I finally got home that my cousin came to the lady's house that I was staying at, and she was speaking to my father to try to calm him down. And during the time when my dad didn't know, I was actually hiding the hijab. So what I'll do is I'll not practice hijab at home because I was trying to hide it from my father. But if I wanted to go out anywhere, I'll get my friends to pick me up. I'll go run to the car with a hood and then I'll wear my hijab. That became very difficult. It affected my studies.
No, I don't.
Thank you.
Bye. I'm gonna take my polar bear.
What is that?
I'm gonna take my polar bear after.
But you can make sure. There's gonna be. It's Sunday afternoon. All the yellow ladies gonna be there. Yeah.
Okay.
Jump in.
I'll see you
at Tempe.
Tempe? Yeah. Can you wait for us?
Yeah. We're gonna go to the big park. You know the one with the big swing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Go sit over there.
And a huge slide yesterday when it's my party?
Yeah.
There's a huge slide when it's my party.
When it was finally finished and I had a shower at Julia's house, I did the ghusl for becoming a Muslim and everything, but when I first read the words, I just felt like a whole building was lifted off my shoulders. I felt like a baby. I felt like I was born again because everything that I had learned, it's like, okay, like it's a clean slate. There's nothing on me right now and I don't want to make any mistakes, do you know what I mean? When I was driving, I didn't want to speed because I didn't want to die because I wanted to learn so many more things and I just wanted to learn so much. I felt like I had gone into a whole new world that I had learned about before, but now I was a part of it. I was truly a part of it, so they were 100, like they were truly my beliefs, and I just wanted to learn more, and I wanted to learn how to pray. I couldn't wait to fast. I couldn't wait to, you know, get scarves, and do all these kind of things. You know what I mean?
When I did become Muslim, the faith and the strength I had, I didn't know where it came from, because the day when I went to get my bags from my house, when my dad wasn't there, I was shocked. My mum was crying and saying to me, "Stay," and that I respected her, but I still, no matter what, I will not disobey my God. They noticed the change in me, the respect I had for them, the way I spoke to them changed, because before I didn't, I used to say things to them that I didn't mean, but when I became Muslim, definitely they noticed the change in the way. I was, and my dad congratulated me on my faith.
Lucky we didn't go too far. We fully got excited. Oh, what channel is this? Is...
Come on. I didn't bring your bike today.
They've changed it again.
Yes.
A dog.
All the water shut off.
There's a dog.
I know, Habibi. I promise next time I'll bring your bike. Soon up here.
Little girl's turn. Wait, it's a little girl's turn, then it's Anna.
There you go. Okay. One, two, three.
Do they have a chance?
Cookie doesn't want to.
Does Xander have a chance?
Xander have a chance. Oh. All right. Put your song on. Stay there, Xander. Your mind thinks of nothing but itself. You don't think of God. You don't think of things. So you believe you're free. So you believe you can do everything in the world is available to you. And to someone, a young mind, that's their freedom. But as you mature, and especially becoming a Muslim, it's not that that freedom stops. It's that a whole nother freedom opens. Like, especially in a scarf, people look at me and they believe that I'm trapped, I'm forced. You know, it's that around us, everyone sees, like people that are non-Muslim and don't understand, we'll see someone wearing a scarf and think, oh, the poor thing. I feel so sorry for her, you know. But they don't realize that this is freedom. This is the most freedom to me. This is freedom to protect myself, freedom to protect my freedom to protect my modesty. And I believe I have freedom in a way I've never had before. And I've only realized that since I became a Muslim. I hate that.
Where's your doggy? Where's your doggy? It's over here.
Hurry up. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm leaving. If you do not come with me, then I will leave you here. It'll get done. One, two, hold on to mom, hold on to mom, hold on to me. You did have a little turn, let's go. Look, Kay has got your cow. Let's go.
Oh, my cow.
Give Vanna her cow. Give her cow. Thank you, Rukaya. Say thank you, Rukaya. Walk, naughty girl. Come on, Cookie Ella. Rukaya, Rukaya. Oh my God. It's not one, it's the other.
What's going on?
Dana.
Let's go, princess. Let's go. Tinead. Good girl. Stand up.
Embarrassing as I thought it'd be.
It's all right. No, I mean being at the park level.
Yeah, I know, yeah. No.